Manu Patra alerts dated the 9th of April 2020. Supreme Court has issued notice to the Jammu and Kashmir administration in a plea seeking restoration of 4G mobile internet services in the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, in light of the prevailing COVID-19 pandemic. Delhi High Court has cancelled the summer break of the High Court as well as the subordinate courts, which will remain operational in the entire month of June. This has been done to make up for the loss of court working hours, to mitigate difficulties being faced by the litigating public, and to ensure restoration of normalcy in the functioning of the courts at the earliest. Delhi High Court has directed the Delhi government to ensure that the passes are given and maintained for the free movement of essential goods in the city during the lockdown period. Delhi High Court has held that the advisor issued by Reserve Bank of India on moratorium on loans in the wake of COVID-19 pandemic is applicable even to loans which were on default as on the 1st of March 2020. Delhi High Court has directed the Forensic Science Laboratory, FSL, to expeditiously conduct DNA test of a charred body which is claimed to be related to the riots that broke out in the northeast districts of Delhi. The court has directed FSL to complete the test and communicate its results as expeditiously as possible and in any event on or before the 18th of April, 2020. Bombay High Court has granted an interim relief to a first-year law student who was rusticated from a law college for allegedly smoking cannabis inside the college campus. The court has allowed the student to appear for the internal exams pending the conclusion of hearing in the case. Orissa High Court has notified the Orissa High Court e-filing and video conferencing scheme 2024, enabling electronic filing of cases and hearing of cases through video conferencing, in order to ensure that citizens have access to justice during exigency caused by COVID-19. Madras High Court has issued notices on a public interest litigation seeking distribution of all cash benefits under various schemes of the state and union government to women account holders, farmers, old age and widow pensioners through the business correspondence of the bank at the doorsteps of the beneficiaries, without breaking the lockdown. Madras High Court has issued notices on a plea seeking directions for medical testing of all persons who are exempted from the lockdown and are performing services that involve public contact. Andhra Pradesh High Court has taken SUO Mato cognizance on a letter petition on the issue of deferment of payment of salaries and pensions as per a government order issued by the state government on the 31st of March, 2020. The court has granted 1 week to the Advocate General to respond on the issue. President of India, Ram Nath Kovind, has promulgated the Salary, Allowances and Pension of Members of Parliament Amendment Ordinance 2020 to reduce salary payable to members of parliament by 30% for 1 year with effect from the 1st of April, 2020, to raise resources to prevent spread of COVID-19. Ministry of Health and Family Welfare has suspended the implementation of Rule 8, Rule 9, 8, and Rule 18A, 6, of the preconception and prenatal diagnostic techniques. Prohibition of Sex Selection, Rules, 1996 until the 30th of June, 2020. Supreme Court has directed the government to issue appropriate orders immediately for free testing for coronavirus even in private hospitals and laboratories, saying the current charges, though capped at ₹4,500, will be beyond the reach of the poor. The court said it would examine later whether private entities carrying out the tests free of cost would be entitled to reimbursement. Supreme Court has directed the Union Ministry of Health and Family Welfare to ensure the availability of appropriate personal protective equipments, PPE, to health workers treating COVID-19 patients in India. The court has also ordered necessary police protection for medical professionals. Supreme Court has upheld a 2013 judgment of the Punjab and Haryana High Court, which had quashed the appointments of 1983 physical training instructors, PTIs, in Haryana schools and junior colleges, terming their selection arbitrary. Supreme Court has issued notice in a writ petition seeking the immediate evacuation of a 58-year-old Indian citizen stranded in Tokyo, Japan due to complete lockdown in India. Supreme Court has granted 1 week to social activists Gautam Navlakha and Anand Teltumbed to surrender in connection with the Elgar Parishad case. Delhi High Court has said banks should maintain status quo on asset classification between the 1st of March 2020 and the 31st of May 2020, the period for which the Reserve Bank of India has advised moratorium on term loans for stressed borrowers. Delhi High Court has allowed a judgment debtor to postpone the vacation of sued property due to the unforeseen circumstances brought about by the COVID-19 pandemic. The court has considered the medical condition of the applicant judgment debtor, as well as the feasibility of shifting to a different accommodation at this point. Bombay High Court has observed that the revised circular issued by the Brihan Mumbai Municipal Corporation on the disposal of bodies of coronavirus victims does not prevent the burial of the deceased belonging to the minority community. Gujarat High Court has denied bail to three convicts in the 2002 Gulbarg Society massacre case, who wanted temporary bail so that they could support their families during the nationwide lockdown due to the COVID-19. Karnataka High Court has ordered the state to disallow the holding of the Bengaluru Kerala festival in the city in the wake of the COVID-19 lockdown, stating that the entire object of imposing the lockdown and issuing orders under Section 144 of the Code of Criminal Procedure, 1973 is to avoid mass congregations. Rajasthan High Court has struck down the demand raised by the Goods and Services Tax, GST, Department against Ultratech Nathdwara Cement for unpaid dues of Binani Cement. The court has termed the demand illegal and arbitrary. Rajasthan High Court has introduced the e-filing facility for urgent matters. The litigants can avail the service of a specially developed and secured online e-filing module which enables online electronic filing of petitions and legal papers from any place in India, 24/7. Rajasthan High Court has ordered the chairperson of a child welfare committee to pay compensation of 50,000 rupees against the confinement of a girl in the government children's home for 1 year, despite her attaining the age of majority. Jharkhand High Court has extended the life of all interim orders, including provisional bail orders, passed by it or the court's subordinate to it, till the 30th of April, 2020. Telangana High Court has sought the Advocate General's response in a Resu Omato hearing about the use of police excesses against people violating lockdown, inquired into the action taken by authorities against police officials involved in an incident at Banaparthi. Finance Ministry has unveiled a raft of measures to ensure availability of cash in the system, including speeding up of held-up refunds worth 18,000 rupee crore linked to income tax returns, customs and goods and services tax, while deciding to prioritize spending on areas like health, pharma, food, rural development, railways, and aviation. Ministry of Corporate Affairs, MCA, has allowed companies to hold extraordinary general meetings through video conferencing or other audio-visual means and allowed voting on business resolutions via e-voting or the registered email of shareholders. Ministry of Home Affairs has directed state governments to take stricter steps to enforce the lockdown while ensuring the availability of essential goods by fixing stock limits and capping of prices. The ministry has asked the states to take urgent steps to ensure the availability of essential goods by invoking the Essential Commodities, EC, Act, 1955.